if you grew up with these. I know I grew up with these in the 80s and the 90s. These cassette tapes, familiar with those? Yeah, so I have a love. If you knew me well, you would know I have a love for music, and I used to listen to music on a cassette tape, and my favorite was to record music onto those blank cassette tapes. I was talking to my kids about this the other day, and they were saying, wait, what's a cassette tape? Yeah, in fact, they said, oh, recording music, we've heard of that. It's, you use these little discs. Is that where you use the disc on the CDRs or something like that, and you record the music on? And that, like, wow, they don't even have those. And no, it's a whole new thing. In fact, if you remember, we used to have these things called records before we had cassette tapes like this, yeah? So thanks to Dave Wassinger, this is part of his collector. This is Wilco, his collection. This is Wilco on 12-inch. And then he brought one of my favorites, The Police. Yeah, I think I played this album over and over again. The do-do-do, da-da-da-da. One of my favorite songs on this is Bed's Too Big Without Chew. Yeah. Bed's Too Big Without Chew. Yeah, I just keep singing that song over. But we have these cassette tapes, and then here's one. This is the Eagles' Greatest Hits here. Yeah. Those of you who like classic rock, this is awesome here. Don't want to record over the top of this, but you could buy blank ones, okay? And so you could capture off the needle of the record, you could capture the song and put it onto a tape, and you could mix them up so it's not all The Police or it's not all Wilco, it's not all the Eagles, but you could combine them in a way that kind of changed the mood of a friend, perhaps, or changed your mood in a way. If today we have these playlists, or we even have Spotify or Apple Music, and you can do the same kind of thing. You can put different music together and then create a whole playlist. But we didn't have playlists back then. My kids they stream music, so they can't even understand. Today when the playlist breaks, what they do is they just call out and say, "Hey, Dad, there's something wrong with the Wi-Fi," or "I don't know why I can't get a signal in the car. Can you turn your Wi-Fi hotspot on?" You know, these kind of things. I become their Apple genius, if you will. And if you don't have a dad that's your Apple genius and your playlist breaks, you take it over to the Apple store and you can get an Apple genius to work on your iTunes and repair that. But back in the day when we had these cassette tapes and our playlist broke, our mixtapes broke, we had to whip out our number two pencil. Yeah, right? Yeah, it's like the dog gets at it or something happens and it comes all over the place and you stick the number two pencil into that sprock and you do a little spin job and you get it all back in there and hopefully it's A-okay. But don't worry, sometimes the tape actually breaks apart and you're thinking, oh no, it's the end. But no, actually, you fixed this before, huh? How did you do it? Splice it. Yeah, you splice it. Just a little scotch tape is all. It'll go play, 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 play. And then back on time. He comes back to play, play, play. So it's all no big deal. You know, we can repair these. So we didn't have geniuses to repair them, but we were able to fix it up and have a mixtape. And I want to explore this notion of the second chance through the metaphor of a mixtape today. From a mixtape today. One time I received this mixtape that really saved my life. I remember when I was a freshman in college, I did go to Michigan State, but not for undergrad. I went to Western Michigan, go Broncos, for undergrad. And so we got some brown and gold out there, that's all good. And so I went to Western Michigan in Kalamazoo, and my girlfriend from high school went to a place called Ann Arbor, University of Michigan. Yeah. We were high school sweethearts, and we were trying to keep this long distance relationship thing going. And I see my students, some people can work it out. I couldn't work that out very well. In fact, by Thanksgiving, we went home for Thanksgiving and we met up and we were gonna go out on a date, and I didn't realize that was gonna be the last day to ever went out with my girlfriend. In fact, she said, "I have something to tell you. I met a guy." Oh man. Man, that broke. It broke my heart. I was really broken up. And then, I went back to school, and I was just feeling lost. And my friend Kelly, She also went to University of Michigan, and I don't know if she had heard through the grapevine that this whole breakup thing happened, but I didn't even really know that we were that close, Kelly and I, but I received a package in the mail, and it came from Ann Arbor, and the package included a mixtape, and Kelly had put a mixtape together for me. Yeah, aw. And I remember side A. You know, side A had songs like from a group called Depeche Mode. I don't know if you remember them. Side A had music from the Smiths. And I tell you, by the first three or four songs, I really felt like I was going to slip my wrists. I felt really down. I mean, you know, love is lost, and I'm thinking all about the love that I lost, and I thought, man, she hates me. And but by the time I got to side B, you know, there was Katrina and the Waves. You know, I'm walking on sunshine and stuff, and it started to pick up, and I heard songs of my favorite bands like U2, and, you know, these songs filled with hope, and it kind of put me back together. It put me back together in a way that made all the difference. And I have to say, at one point, I was getting confused. I thought, who could care about me this much? You know, maybe Kelly wants to be my new girlfriend. You know, but then I thought, I've heard about this rebound business. That can't be good. And then but I remember, you know, being anxious about reaching out to Kelly and arranging a visit. And Kelly said, you know, listen, you don't have to worry about a thing. I'm just your friend. It's okay. I heard that you were brokenhearted, and I made this mixtape to mend your broken heart. And I thought, thank you so much. You saved my life. Thank you so much. You saved my life. You know, we all need a change in our mixtapes from time to time because, you know, the playlist that kind of goes over in our head will communicate these lyrics that are old and tired and shaping us into being, these old lyrics that are old and tired are shaping us into being the people that we don't want to be. They shape us into people that the devil wants us to be, that God doesn't want us to be, that God hasn't called us to be. The evil one is lying to us through those lyrics. And maybe the lyrics, I don't know what you've done yesterday or where you've been this week, but maybe you've got that soundtrack in your mind and in your soul is telling you old lyrics and old tired lyrics. And maybe they sound something like this. I need to be better in my relationships. I need to be better. I should be further along than I am in my relationship with my girlfriend, or I need to be further along than I am on this project for raising money for this mission, or I need to be further along in the remodel project at the Potterville campus. I'm sorry. Old lyrics! They're there, they're playing on a leadership team. And or maybe, you know, you get to the point where you feel like, what does it matter anyway? Maybe my life doesn't even matter. Nobody loves me. And these are those moments when you need a change. You need to hit the eject button and pop out the songs that the devil is singing that the evil one wants to trick you with, torment you with. If you are ready to claim the second chance that God has in store for you, if you are ready to dance and sing with God, and I got good news for you. I'm going to give you three ideas about how you might change your mixtape today. Today, I was here, and I love the music. Praise God for Anne Marie and the band. Can we give God praise again? And I wanted to share with you a special moment that was for me because right up here in the front, I saw this little kid. She was dancing like crazy. Then I'm like, I want to dance like crazy. I want a second chance to be a kid again. You know, I got these gray hairs, but I can be a kid again. I'm going to dance like crazy. So I got out here and I started dancing with her. And I realized as I'm looking at her name tag that the name tag says Trinity on it. And I remember this fancy word from seminary. We didn't use so many fancy words. I went to Garrett, not Duke. But I remember this fancy word. And he's going to correct me on the Greek. It says something like perichoresis. Say it with me. Perichoresis. That's a crazy word. But it means kind of basically, am I even close? Perichoresis. Yeah, see, thanks. I got it. Perichoresis. I'm teaching you the wrong Greek. But it's okay. Very few people speak it, and if you're there, they need your money right now. But perichoresis means to dance. And, you know, when the Greek thinkers were thinking about God and the God they encountered in Christ Jesus. They were thinking God is like a dance. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all dancing together. And wow, I'm there dancing with Trinity. And I'm thinking, I'm singing the song that God sings, and that song is changing everything, and the old lyrics don't matter anymore, and I'm just embracing all new lyrics, and I'm dancing with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly where God wants me to be. No matter how foolish I look, because I saw people taking the photos at Pound, MSU, or SCCMI, it's going to be out on the Twitter or whatnot, and my wife is going, what were you doing in worship? Perichoresis. I was dancing with Trinity. She'll go, okay. I got it. We need to change the old lyrics in our lives. We can't let the evil one win. We have to sing a new song. And so this is why the first thing that you need to do, if you want to claim the second chance that God has inspired for you, has in store for you in the changing your mixtape, the first thing you need to do is this. Call out the lies that are in your lyrics. Those lyrics that say, I don't matter, or God doesn't care, or God has abandoned me, call them out as lies. Do you recognize this cowboy? Anybody out there recognize this character? Bon Jovi. Yeah, good job. Yeah, he looks a lot different these days. He's still preternaturally handsome. He's like selling DirecTV or something like that. And, the other day he was on with his guitar. Wow, you know. And my wife saw the commercial and she's like, Bon Jovi! She's a big Bon Jovi fan, okay? Yeah, woohoo! All right, so here in this picture, John Bon Jovi, he's got a cowboy hat on, in his band in the 90s, he had this great song. It was like Wanted, Dead or Alive. Do you remember that one? I'm a cowboy, on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive. Yeah, right, you got it. Good voices out there. Well, you got to call out the lies in your lyrics. And the fact of the matter is, this cowboy grew up in New Jersey. He never rode a horse. He is not a cowboy. And no matter what my wife says, he is not wanted. You call that up. Call out the lies in your lyrics. Name them for lies. If the world says you don't matter, say, no, that's a lie. God says I matter. God says I love you. God says I want you alive. I want your joy to be complete. I want your joy to be abundant. This is why Zephaniah reminded the people of Israel, the people of Judah, the following. Zephaniah wrote this, your God is present among you. A strong warrior there to save you, happy to have you back. God will claim you with his love and delight you with his songs. Now, if you don't know the context of this, don't worry. The scholars argue about it a little bit. But roughly, Zephaniah was a prophet. He's one of the minor prophets. He probably existed sometime around 600 to 540 years before Jesus. And there were a variety of things that were happening in the life of the kingdom of Judah where he was a prophet there. One of them was that the other nations around them, were conquering them. They were a lot more mighty than Judah. In fact, at some point, even the capital of Judah is overrun and sieged. And the people of Judah are thinking, man, what is up? I thought we were God's chosen people. But God hates us. Kind of like how, Jim Harbaugh has been feeling lately. He won. He won yesterday, so there's a second chance. But, they hate me. But God has not abandoned Jim Harbaugh. That's not. And God has not abandoned Judah. Zephaniah writes, God is there with you. In fact, Zephaniah's name means God is hidden. But it's the evil one that hides God. Because God is always there present, ready to rescue. God is always there present, ready to sing you a new song. But it's the evil one that puts those lyrics in our head. It's like an earworm. It's like that Rick Ashley song. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna... Sorry, you're gonna be singing that at lunch. But... God is not abandoning you. God is right there. You just need to discover, rediscover how God is ready to receive you and delight you and share, claim you in God's love. Are you ready for that second chance? The next step of, you know, sort of claiming a second chance that God has for us in our mixtape is this. You know, take control of the buttons in your life. Take control of the buttons. This is an iPod Shuffle. My sister Kelly just recently posted about a year ago that she got one of these iPod Shuffles. This is like a third generation iPod Shuffle. It doesn't even have a screen on it, you know? And I'm thinking, why are you so excited about getting a third generation iPod Shuffle, you know, with no screen and it doesn't even take video? What is the deal? She says, oh, no, they take it all apart. These, like, little geeks, they spray it down with this waterproof stuff and I can swim in the water with it. I hook it up to my goggles. I'm like, I need that. That's amazing. You can swim underwater with it. You can play, take your tunes into the pool. That's fantastic. But this one had buttons on it. And, you know, what we are invited to do is take control of the buttons in our lives. A lot of times we will kind of go through the motions and say, woe is me, there's nothing I can do. You know, it's only the faith of Christ that will redeem us. There's nothing I can do to make anything change. I can't earn God's grace. Yeah, and that's true. But we can take control of the buttons in our lives. We're part of a tradition that was started by this fellow called John Wesley. It's a Methodist movement, if you will. And one of the things he noticed is, like, if you don't know how to read, we got to create a mechanism or a system that helps people learn how to read. There's something we can do. If we've encountered the grace of Jesus Christ, it means we can't let people go hungry in our neighborhood. If we've encountered the grace of Jesus Christ and we know that Jesus died for us, that means there's something we can do. We can take control of the buttons. We can collect personal items and share them with the, what are we sharing them with? Compassion Closet. And the kids know that, and Team Fuel, and they're gathering that. There's something we can do about it. Take control of the buttons. I know, back to this theme of the mixtape, I don't know if you remember, there were a couple buttons on your cassette deck. There was fast forward, and if you didn't like the song, you just fast forward. Or if you loved the song, you could, like, hit reverse and bring it back and play it again. But there were some other buttons on that cassette deck. There was a play button, and then there was that REC button. You know the button. Sometimes it had a little second button in there, a little orange button on the gray, and you had to be really deliberate in how you press that. Maybe they had that there so you wouldn't accidentally record over a song that you love. Dave's thinking, don't do that to my Eagles album. Yeah, do it. Oh, come on. I heard you were going through transition. Anyway, I got sidetracked. But there are two buttons that you hit. And when you hit that button, it can overwrite the song that's already there. And if you're at that song is communicating lyrics from the evil one, maybe you need to hit those two buttons in your life so that a new song can overwrite that old song so that you can be the person that God wants you to be. That's why the psalmist writes, sing God a brand new song. Earth and everyone, sing it. The third way that you can take advantage of the second chance that God offers you in a change of your mixtape is this. Sing a song that God sings. So often we get caught up in singing the songs that the world sings. And I'm not saying, I mean, I love pop music. I love the songs that the world sings. But even when I sing the songs, I sing them through the gospel in a way. I don't know if you know this, but I've been doing this, and the students asked me to do it again this year. I took a pause last year during the month of Lent. I actually take the American Top 40. You know about this American Top 40 business? Yeah. So they every Saturday they come out with the 40 top songs for that week. And sometime around, you know, just the Saturday before Lent starts, there happens to be 40 days in Lent, which makes it pretty convenient for me on this project. So I take the list of American Top 40, the Saturday before Lent starts, the Saturday before Ash Wednesday, the Saturday before we give away gas at the gas station. with Ash. And I take those songs and I take them from 1 to 40, and I just try to give people a word about how the gospel's speaking through those crazy songs. You'd be surprised. I mean, the songs, they're all about heartbreak. They're all about how much they love somebody. They're all about wanting a new shot at redemption. It's like we're hungry. We're pre-programmed for the needing the gospel. And we just want to change in our mixtape. So I'm saying, sing the song that God sings. Even if it's a pop song that you heard on the radio, it can still communicate something about the gospel. And God, you can re-sing that song. You can change that song, even that song's mixtape, in a way that makes all the difference to someone whose heart is broken. You can sing it in a way that doesn't speak lies. You can sing it in a way that speaks the truth. You can sing it in a way that doesn't identify the ugliness in the world, but you can sing it in a way that identifies the beauty in the world. You can sing it in a way that restores the world instead of breaking it down. Sing the song that God sings. This is why Paul and Timothy write to the church in Philippi, which is, you know, in Europe, I guess, kind of. You know, and Philippi, they're saying, hey, summing it all up, friends, I say to you, you'll do your best by filling your minds and meditating on the things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not to curse. Those are the songs that God is compiling for you on the playlist. Those are the songs that God is knitting together for you on the mixtape. And all you need to do is hit the eject button. Pull that old cassette out and receive that cassette that God mails to you in Christ Jesus. I'm going to invite you to stand up. I'm going to invite the band to come up, and we're going to invite us into a time of prayer. Lord God, you're like the cosmic DJ. You are mixing up groovy tunes. You're mixing up new songs for us that we maybe even haven't heard before. And even when we're afraid to sing and dance because the world says don't sing and dance, you're foolish to do so. Thank you for the ways that you overwrite what the world says. Thank you for the ways that you inspire us to lift up praise to you in song. Give us hearts to love and to serve you. Break our hearts so that your love can come out of us and into the world. So all might know that they are not abandoned, but they are held in your love and you are present. Help us be Christ in the world so that all might dance in your spirit. Help us to be bold enough to hit the eject button on Satan and to receive that mixtape that you give us in Christ Jesus. And all who agreed said,